Think of the last film you saw. Maybe you were moved by the story, the characters, or the subject of the documentary. But you probably weren't moved by the actual film stock. That's not the case for experimental filmmaker Robbie Land. He immerses himself in what film, that is, the actual material that makes a movie, can do. He spoke with producer Gabby Watts about some of his projects for 24FPS, our weekly look at Atlanta filmmakers.
Well, the work is a lot about the process. Sometimes I say the process is more exciting than the product, which I think in a way is the reason why it'll take me a year or 3 years to make 1 7-minute film. It's painstaking, but I enjoy it, you know? The bioluminescent film, The Matters of Bioluminescence, I've collected these southeastern bioluminescent material, whether it's fireflies or foxfire mushrooms. So, for instance, the fireflies I've collected, put them in a jar in a dark basement with light-sensitive film material, 16mm film material. And then the next day I release these fireflies, and in total darkness I take the film stock and put it in a light-tight bag, and then I go to process it, and I have no idea what I'm going to get, you know. But, you know, overnight, I leave it up to these fireflies. So these fireflies become the filmmakers. And the other part of that film, it's foxfires, glowing mushrooms that we have in the North Georgia Mountains. It's somewhat difficult to find foxfire. So I started inoculating logs and growing the mushrooms in my shower.
Is that cheating, though?
I felt like it was. I wanted to be pure, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, anything I do, I want to make it pure, and, you know, this is its environment. So that's why I started off, but it just wasn't happening, you know. It was just kind
Would you, like, go on quests through the Georgia Mountains looking for mushrooms?
Yes. And also, I didn't want to pluck them from their environment. I didn't want to take them home. So more the reason I had to kind of grow them myself. So therefore, I had these logs and glowing mushrooms, and then I was able to pluck them without hesitation, put them in a little bucket, and actually sit in total darkness with light-sensitive film. I had maybe 25 feet strips on the table, emulsion side up, which is the sensitive side of the film, and then just slowly put the mushroom on top of the film stock and let the mushroom burn itself into the film stock. I was inspired by the bioluminescence film because I love the fact that, you know, you have the dinoflagellates in the water, you know, in various waterways, ocean ways. You have this glow, you know, this bluish or greenish glow. And I always wanted to film that. Unsuccessful, you know. I would sit on a beach or a waterway or a little tidal creek and nothing's happening. But then I'll go back and paddle through, not expecting anything. Everyone's like, oh, there's glowing, you know, dinoflagellates. I don't have a camera, you know. So that's the way it works for me. So I was inspired to make this bioluminescent film, but it's just like, okay, that's not working. Because there's no way to predict the glow of dinoflagellates. So, yeah, you can order them online, I found. But, you know, that's not what I want. I want to go to the environment. I want to run film through the water. But that's how the film was inspired. But then I moved on to, okay, the fireflies and the mushroom.
Yeah, that's because I read somewhere where you had said at some point that all of your projects, you consider them finished but still in progress.
But I think that I like the fact that I have the fireflies, and they worked, and they worked very well for me. But I want that dinoflagellate other aspect, or that chapter into that film. So the film has been printed. It's printed. But I am still trying to finagle and figure a way to get the dinoflagellates into the film. Then that film is finished. In the last few years, I've really been focused on this direct application form of filmmaking. It's not that it's my thing, you know, but it's my thing for now, you know, because I love the process of filmmaking, and I love the fact that I can do this, but it's something I've been working in film for, 15 years or something like that. So I've done a lot of interesting and kind of fun things, but if I'm shooting something that is a little more polished and conventional, a few months later or a year later, I have to go back to this more, you know, hands-on, you know, camera-less or whatever. I think it's the meat in a way.
Yeah, and I thought another film that you are working on, or I don't know if you have finished, whatever finished means, but...
It seems like I'm working on a lot of films, but I'm not finishing anything, you know? But it goes back to the, I love the process. Who cares about the product?
But yeah, I was interested in one film that you were working on. It was the, with images of airplanes, but then you're actually using then the kind of tails of airplanes.
Yeah, contrails, yeah.
For your sound. So could you talk a little bit how you sort of combine the sound and the images together?
Yeah, so when you have 60 millimeter or any type of film projected, it has a track. On the side of the frame, we have one side of the frame, you have the perforations that pull the film through the projector. On the other side of the frame, image frame, you have this line, which is your audio track, and it was called the optical audio track. So you actually can hold it up and hold it up to the light, and you could see the sound waves. Once I was sitting outside at night, and actually I saw, you know, this plane fly over, and it's, you know, contrails. Contrails are kind of cool anyway. You know, these clouds basically created by planes in a way. So a couple of years ago, it's just like, well, how can I, you know, find out what that contrail sounds like if I were to put that into an optical track, or if I place that into that little strip along the film?
For your films and the projects that you do, do you collect materials beforehand that you just kind of have as something that you might use in the future? Or do you go out, have an idea, and then go out and then collect things?
Well, it's both. I'm constantly shooting. You know, I have a vast library. And I feel like if I wanted to, I could make a crazy amount of films. I'm just constantly shooting, you know. If I'm going to a location, I'm going to the Northwest. Ooh, I'm going to bring this time-lapse camera. Or I'm going to go to Florida and bring this underwater camera. It goes to another film that I'm working on and I've been working on for a long time, currently titled New Berlin.
And is New Berlin, what is
it's
that?
It's North Florida.
Okay.
So I'm constantly going out with a camera and just either time-lapsing this location of New Berlin or just sticking an underwater camera, an underwater 16 or underwater Super 8 camera in the water and just rolling through this salt marsh area. It's a more of a personal location. It's where my family has grown up, my mom's side of the family, where they were actually tugboat captains. And so I'm trying to bring that kind of in a personal way, as well as putting it into sort of the context that it is today and what's happening today. So I'll go down with sort of unconventional devices, like a hydrophone, underwater microphone, and this recording salt marsh, you know, the salt marsh tidal creeks at night at 4 a.m. And then sticking a long exposure camera underwater and seeing what I get to really bring out the things that we don't really see. A lot of the work I do, when I show it and when I screen it, people want to, you know, assume some of it is like manipulated digitally, you know. And then somebody said the other day, they're like, wow, is this like After Effects, Adobe Special Effects software? And it's not special effects, you know, that I'm making. I work in digital, I teach digital and all that, and I love After Effects. But the work that I show and the work that I screen, it never touches any of that, you know, because it's important for the purity of it. What you're seeing projected is basically the true image that was created. And that's why I, for one, work in film. And that's another reason why I project in film. What you see on this projector is how it started.
That was filmmaker Robbie Land talking with producer Gabby Watts for our weekly filmmaker series 24 FPS.